Let's talk a little bit about the Beach Boys. You're chairman of the Rio Nuevo District, and you guys are bringing them in here in January.
Yeah, we're really pleased that they committed. They're actually on their way to Florida, so it's a stopover for the band. But indeed, they're friends of ours. It's the grand reopening of our arena. We've been remodeling that, I think, as you know, for over a year. Mm-hmm. So we will launch the new arena with all new seats and concession stands, whole new sound system. It's been all repainted, new bathrooms. We've converted the breezeway into a lobby and mm-hmm. concession area now, and we're really hopeful to get this arena back on the concert map. It's been basically blackballed by Live Nation and the big production companies because of its condition. And you know, we're inviting a lot of booking agents and talent managers and band managers and production people to the show so they can see it in its full concert glory. And the seats are now padded. They have cup holders. The sound system will be remarkable. Mm-hmm. Lights are gobo lighting and great food. We've totally changed the menu at the TCC. It's much more Southwestern, much more indigenous. So we're really looking forward to celebrating, hopefully, what will be a new route for the big concert tours.
And the grand reopening of the TCC Arena then coming up on January 3rd with the Beach Boys. Folks can get tickets already?
We're online. You can get them at Ticketmaster or go to the TCC box office. Because it's underwritten by a number of corporate sponsors, it's a very cheap ticket, $25, $35 on the floor. I can't think of any place in the country today where you can mm-hmm. see a Hall of Fame band for $25.
And hopefully, as you said, a relaunching of this as a concert destination, which our downtown yeah. really does need that larger arena.
Yeah, and we want everybody to come and leave there going, oh, my God, this is just really cool. We won't compete for, you know, the Bruce Springsteen and Garth and Taylor. They're going to still go to the 20,000-seat mm-hmm. arenas. But, you know, we think there are a lot of bands that would love. This is a 9,500-seat venue, and it's just been off the list because of the condition of things, the sound, the staging. We didn't have the electricity, we found out, to power a major concert. So we've had to bring in 400-amp service. Randy, you would think that would be so obvious that if you had a 10,000-seat arena, you would have electricity.
Yeah, yeah.
But it didn't. So we've brought in all new power and power up ZZ Top or anybody that wants to come through the arena. So
well, let's get them too.
We'll work on that.
All right. One last question. You mentioned your career as a drummer as well, if you want to call it a career, but you're in a local band. Tell us a little bit about that.
We have a kind of a work-sponsored band, but we're actually out playing around now. I think we'll be in Second Saturdays in January. And it's a very accomplished group of musicians. They're probably all better than me. They're all younger than me. So we set up all of our band gear in the office, and a couple of staff that aren't based downtown came by one day and said, "This is decorative, right?" And I said, "No." And they said, "Well, I'm a lead singer, or I'm a guitarist, or mm-hmm. I'm a keyboard player." So the band is physicians, pharmacists, company executives, and I'll be darned if we're not really good. So we're having a lot of fun. I thought we would cover, you know, the Stones or mm-hmm. something, but we're not. We're doing Foo Fighters and Coldplay and Nirvana and we're just having a lot of fun.
So, well, it sounds great. What's the name?
The band's name is Squirrel.
Squirrel.
Squirrel, named after the squirrel from the movie Up.
All right.
Where Doug the dog would be having a conversation with you like this, and he'd see an invisible squirrel go by, and he'd go, "Squirrel."
Yeah.
So we thought that was a great name for a band.
Well, we'll check you out certainly down the road at a Second Saturday or other venues around downtown. So
yeah, make sure it's free.
All right.
I don't think we want to have to give people their money back.
Well, thank you for taking time out of your day to come on down. Give us your top 10 list. And again, I'll encourage folks to go and vote for their favorites right now as we determine the 913 greatest songs of all time. Go to kxci.org to vote on the current poll. Thank you, Fletcher.
Randy, thanks.